Hello and welcome to Victory Briefings, where we use the Word of God for a victorious life. I'm Dwight Hammond and I'm glad you're listening today. Be blessed by the Holy Spirit as He gives you new revelation knowledge through this Victory Briefing. Well, praise Jesus. Today's podcast is called Thorny Ground. We've been using the parable of the sower to expose some of the enemy's tactics. We know that it's easy for him to pick the Word of God off of a hardened heart. And we learned that stony ground doesn't allow for a good root system. We have to have deep roots of truth in order to survive tribulation and persecution when it comes for the Word's sake. The devil knows the Word is alive and will produce. He's terrified of the power of the Word in the good ground of our hearts. He will attempt to remove the Word from you at any cost. He knows the longer the Word of God remains on the inside of us, the greater chance there is of it taking root. He knows the Word has power to expose his lies, and he knows that if he ever lets us get into an operating knowledge of the Word of God, a two-edged sword will slice him to pieces. If we base our life on carnal senses, and the cares of the world can overtake us before we even realize it. We must understand thorny ground and realize its place in the spiritual war. I want to help you understand how God has equipped us to fight and take back ground for His kingdom. Mark chapter 4, verses 18 and 19 in the Amplified Bible says, "And the one sown among the thorns are others who hear the word, and then the cares and anxieties of the world and distractions of the age, and the pleasures and delight and false glamour and deceitfulness of riches, and the craving and passionate desire for other things creep in and choke the word and suffocate the word, and it becomes fruitless." Now some may think that the everyday cares, worries, and distractions to be easy to roll over onto the Lord. But what about the pleasures, delight, glamour, and deceitfulness of riches, and the craving desire for other things? Now we're talking about thorny ground. These things silently creep in and suffocate the Word, so that we become fruitless for the kingdom of God. The cares creep in. We've been taught by the world that it's our responsibility to worry about life. But while we are concerned about things, the enemy tempts us to forget God's promises and who is Lord. Many believers assume spiritual battle is a once-done, one-time action. No, the devil doesn't stop his schemes and tactics to take a vacation. You might have a battle victory here and there, but the war is on full scale until redemption of our bodies. You can see Luke 21:27-28 and Romans 8:23. If we are well balanced, temperate, sober of mind, vigilant and cautious at all times, according to 1 Peter 5:8, we will recognize these thorns and chop them out with more of the word. Hebrews 4:12. To deal with thorny ground, let's look at 1 Peter 5, verses 5 through 8. "Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility towards one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Let's look at some of the words and phrases in this section of Scripture. It says to clothe yourselves. Putting on and taking off clothing is a biblical idiom for the believer's ethical lifestyles. It's all through the Bible. It's in Job chapter 29, Psalm 109, Isaiah 61, and of course, Ephesians 4. 22 and 24 and verse 25 and 31. So chapter 4 of Ephesians tells you about clothing yourself, putting on and taking off clothing. as an illustration of how we live. Now it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. This is a quote from Proverbs 3:34. The term grace used here is used in its Old Testament sense of favor. This verse also reflects what Jesus said in Matthew 23:12. Then it says, casting all your anxieties on him. This is an idiom of mentally placing one's concerns on Christ. You see that in Matthew 6:25. Believers can do this because we know he cares for us. We know this from his death, 1 Peter chapter 2 and chapter 3. We know this from his intercession, 1 John chapter 2. And we know this from his shepherding, 1 Peter 2:25 and 1 Peter 5:4. And then it says, be sober-minded, be watchful. Believers are to make a decisive choice to be mentally alert, ready for battle, and watchful for the return of Jesus. When I study the Word of God, I see bits and pieces that go together. And here's a place in these verses 5 through 8, and I see ingredients to a recipe for resisting the devil and standing firm in your faith, down in verse 9. Clothe yourselves with humility towards others. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, as says in 5 and 6. And in verse 7 it says, it takes humility to talk to the Lord Jesus about casting our cares on him. And then we worship him because he cares for us. This enables him to exalt us at the proper time, which is to empower us to be well-balanced, temperate, sober of mind, vigilant, and cautious at all times, verse 8. In order to resist the devil and stand firm in our faith, verse 9. All those things from verse 5 through 8 add up to verse 9 where it says, in order to resist the devil and stand firm in our faith. Praise God. It's a recipe for victory, amen? The enemy roars at us with loud confusion and amplifies the cares of this world. The commotion is like barbed thorns, which are not easily extracted. He can only devour us if we allow the mental confusion and cares of the world to distract us from the truth, the seed of God's word. If you're not watchful, when the devil roars, it paralyzes and sends feelings of fear and helplessness shooting through your mind, and you become distracted. All you can see is the bottom of the wrong side of a mountain in your life. And at that time, you feel there is no hope. After the initial roar, then reminders of past tragedy or fear of future troubles grip you. The enemy shows no mercy, using the cares of this life to choke the very word of God that will set you free. Always be watchful, for when the roar of worries comes, fear cannot overpower activated, faith-filled words of prayers, meditations, and proclamations. It is true, we must use the Word of God to have a victorious life. The body of Christ must be relentless. Keep fighting the good fight. Pray continuously, according to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 and 17. Cast your cares with words. Talk to the Lord and listen to the Holy Spirit as you cast your anxieties on Him. Always remind yourself of God's promises. Be thankful and worship God for who He is and keep your mind on the truth. Philippians 4:8 tells us, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. I call this a fixed thought lifestyle. It develops into words of praise. Keep yourselves in the love of God, according to Jude 21. Feed your faith and starve your doubts to death, according to Lester Summerall. Praise God. And keep your heart ready with the Word of God to receive more of the Word of God. And remember, the battle is for your eternal soul. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we can have victory in these last days Help us to take back territory in this spiritual war. We want to roll all our cares onto you because you care for us. Holy Spirit, work with us. With your plow and our words of faith, we can pull out thorns and prepare soil to bring forth fruit. Lord, we trust in you. Amen. My personal proclamation today is, in the name of Jesus, I declare that Jesus is Lord over all my thoughts, concerns, and distractions. I roll those cares over onto Jesus because he cares for me. I give him my all. My pleasures and riches are his for his kingdom. If I have desires for other things, I will use spiritual discernment and determine how those things apply to my Lord's purpose and plan. With my chosen thoughts and spoken words, I have victory now. In Christ Jesus, we have the victory. Amen. Lord, bless all the listeners today. In Jesus' name, we thank you for response. We thank you for prayer requests that we've gotten, and we thank you for all the listeners around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for following the podcast. I hope you make it a part of your ministry to share this message with others. This message and other materials are available at victorybriefings.net.